You're listening to the audio production of The New Testament Challenge Audio Bible Study by Jeff Mannion, published by Zondervan and presented by the author. The Audio Bible Studies series provides a unique audio learning experience. Unlike a traditional audiobook's direct narration of a book's text, the New Testament Challenge includes high-quality live audio sessions from the author that cover important Bible-based topics. These sessions will reflect the ambience of the unique recording locations, immersing the listener into the teaching. While not required for the audio experience, these studies are designed to partner with a coordinating study guide sold separately.
I'm just so pleased that we get to embark on an 8-week reading of the New Testament of the Bible, and that we get to do this together. And so before I describe this week's reading, let me just take a moment to talk about the New Testament of the Bible, kind of how it's comprised and what it is. Now, the Old Testament of the Bible begins with those famous words, "In the beginning, God creates the heavens and the earth." Now, the earth was formless and void, and darkness was over the face of the deep. And the idea is it's this swirling chaos, and God speaks into the chaos, and our Creator, He creates trees and rivers, flowers, animals, and human beings. And there's this beautiful image at the beginning of the Bible where God is actually walking in the garden with Adam and Eve, and you have the presence of God in this world that is unspoiled by sin. But then sin enters the planet, and it's like sin messes with everything. It's not that everything's wrong all the time, but like something's wrong with everything. Something's wrong with every form of government, with every family, in every company. Something's wrong in every church and in every human heart. And so the question that the Bible poses is this, is how can the presence of God be restored, and how can people who are wrong with God become right with God? Now, the Old Testament story, God selects a group of people, the chosen people, the Israelites, in order to have a special and unique relationship with Him. And in their story in the Old Testament, there's lots of ups and downs, but there's more downs than ups. But with the New Testament, something brand new happens. God Himself enters the broken planet. You see, Jesus comes, and Jesus, the Son of God, lives the life that we couldn't live. And He died the death that we should have died. And it's our opportunity to know Him, to trust Him, and to follow Him. And so the story of the New Testament is unfolded in 27 different books. First, you have the four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, which describe the life of Jesus, His ministry, crucifixion, and resurrection. And there's the book of Acts, and the book of Acts describes the actions of the disciples. That is, what did the disciples do when Jesus leaves? You then have 21 different letters. Most of them are written to new Jesus communities, churches, but some of them are also written to individuals. And then the New Testament concludes with the book of Revelation. So 27 books in all, four Gospels, the book of Acts, 21 letters, and then the book of Revelation. Now, as you read the New Testament, try to keep the first century audience in mind. I mean, these were first century believers who really needed this information, needed this word from God as they experienced different challenges and dilemmas in their first steps in following the Christ. So keep those readers in mind. A question we often ask when we open the Bible is, what does this mean to me? See, I think that's a great second question. I think a great first question is, what did this mean to them? How did this address situations and answer questions that they were experiencing, questions that they had? So we believe there were perhaps 9 different human authors that were involved in writing the New Testament. But don't forget the divine author, that this is the Word of God. Let God comfort you, speak to you, challenge you, and stretch you in these words. So over 8 weeks, as you read the words of Matthew and John.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?